Welcome to And With Your Spirit, a homily podcast that takes preaching out of the sanctuary and moves it into your daily life. Let us make ourselves open to the voice of Christ and the movement of the Holy Spirit, that we might be transformed.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his apostles, "Do not think that I have come to bring peace upon the earth. I have come to bring not peace, but the sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and one's enemies will be those of his household. Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take up his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Whoever receives you receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. Whoever receives a prophet because he is a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And whoever receives a righteous man because he is a righteous man, receive a righteous man's reward. And whoever gives only a cup of cold water to one of these little ones to drink because he is a disciple, amen, I say to you, he will surely not lose his reward." When Jesus finished giving these commands to his 12 disciples, he went away from that place to teach and to preach in their towns. The Gospel of the Lord. This chapter 10 from Matthew's Gospel is a hard one. Jesus says, "I have come not to bring peace, but the sword. I have come to put parents against their children and children against their parents. And anyone who does not love me more than their own family is not worthy of me," Jesus says. How can that possibly be? Let me tell you a story. Louis was a Frenchman, and his life had not turned out the way he had planned. Born into a family of soldiers in 1823, Louis spent his early years at various military posts. He absorbed the sense of order and discipline that army life engenders. His temperament, though, tended toward spiritual things nonetheless. Eventually, Louis settled down in a small town in France called Alençon and pursued his watchmaking trade. He loved Alençon, France. It was a quiet place, and he was a quiet man, not unlike the strong, silent types we have around here. Alençon even had a lovely trout stream nearby, offering him the perfect opportunity to pursue his favorite recreation activity, fishing. At 22, young Louis sought to enter religious life after the world had not given him enough, and he went to the monastery of the great Augustinian canons of St. Bernard Hospice in the Alps. The blend of courage and of charity that the monks had in their order attracted him, and they were the ones, yes, that used the famous large dogs to rescue people in avalanches. These were the ones. Unfortunately, the abbot of this monastery insisted that this young candidate learn Latin. Louis, whose bravery could have carried him through a religious war into the height of the Alps in search of lost pilgrims, it got himself lost in the syntax and grammar of the Latin language. His most determined efforts failed. He became ill, he got discouraged, he abandoned his hopes of the monastic life. As he left that monastery, he discerned that it maybe was not monastic life and celibacy that the Lord was calling him to. Another story. Zélie was one of Alençon's more talented lace makers. Born into a military family herself in 1831, just 8 years after Louis, Zélie described her childhood youth as dismal. Her mother and father showed her almost no affection, none. Her vocation, then, would be to right their wrong and to show forth what family life should be. As a young lady, she sought unsuccessfully to enter a religious order herself, the Sisters of the Hotel Dieu, or the God's Hotel. Zélie then quickly learned that lace making could make her lots of money in her town, and she soon mastered the craft. Richly talented, creative, eager, and endowed with good common sense, she started a successful business in short time. Notable as these achievements were for a young woman 200 years ago in France, Zélie was yet to reveal the depths of her strength and faith and courage. Most famous of Alençon's 13,000 only inhabitants were its lace makers. The French people greatly admired the skill, and they came to her for her great craftsmanship. One fateful day, then, Louis and Zélie met on the streets of Alençon, and on July 13, 1858, at 34 years old, Louis married his bride of 26 years and began their remarkable voyage together. Within the next 15 years, Zélie would have 9 children, 7 girls and 2 boys. She said, "They were our entire happiness." Their last name was Martin, and they delighted in their children, but that turned to shock and horror very quickly when, in the span of 3 years, their 2 of their baby boys, a 5-year-old girl, and a 6.5-week-old infant girl all died. All. 4 of them in 3 years, half of their family. Zélie was left grief-stricken, numb and sad. She said, "I haven't a penny's worth of courage." But her faith, her deep Catholic faith and her vocation sustained her. In a letter to her sister-in-law, who had lost also an infant son, Zélie wrote, "When I closed the eyes of my dear little children and buried them, I felt sorrow through and through. People said to me, 'It would have been better to never have had them,' they told her. I couldn't stand such language. My children were not lost forever. Life is short and full of miseries, yes, but we shall find our little ones up again in heaven." Their last child was born on January 2nd, 1873. She was weak and frail, and the doctors feared for her life. The family, so used to death, was preparing for yet another blow. Zélie wrote of her 3-month-old girl, "I have no hope of saving her. The poor little thing suffers horribly. It breaks my heart to see her." But the baby girl proved to be much tougher than anyone realized. She survived her illnesses through infancy. She became a big baby browned by the sun, Zélie wrote, a life full of giggles and a sheer joy to everyone. Death did not have the final say for this little child or for this family. Although suffering left its mark on the mother and father, it was not a scar of bitterness for them. Louis and Zélie had already found relief and support in their Catholic faith and their vocation to marriage and family life, which they lived as fully as they could. They poured out all of their affection on their surviving 5 daughters, Marie, 12, Pauline, 11, Leonie, 9, Céline, 3, and their newborn. They named that newborn Marie-Francoise Thérèse. A century later, people would know that last daughter as the little flower. On Sunday, October 18th, 2015, Pope Francis presided at a mass in St. Peter's Square, which included the rite of canonization for Saints Zélie and Louis Martin. The Pope said in his homily, "The holy spouses, Louis and Marie, practiced Catholic Christian service in the family, creating day by day an environment of faith and love which nurtured the vocations of their daughters, among whom as one of the most popular saints in the world, Saint Thérèse of Lisieux. They are the first ever married couple to be canonized together. In the gospel today, we hear Jesus say, "If you love your family more than me, you're not worthy of me." Does he mean we ought not to love our spouses and children? No. He means that for his sake, we must double down our love for them. For if we love Christ, who has no flesh and no life before us, how can we possibly ignore those closest to us, those put in our path, and those we are called to serve? Folks, marriage and family life can make you a saint too.